Sam's Music News.
Well, today in Great Britain is the Brit Awards for 2021. Taylor Swift picking up a big one. Picking up their big Brit Global Icon Award, and she will be the first woman female artist to be presented with this award.
Yeah, baby.
Really? After all these years?
Yeah, Elton, David Bowie, all those kind of folks got them.
Later in her life, when you look at her catalog versus other catalogs, you guys are not going to believe it. She writes songs like I Put On Lip Gloss. It's ridiculous the amount
that
she cranks out.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
Oh, by the way, this is kind of cool. Huge. The Brit Awards this year, they're giving everybody two trophies. You're supposed to have one trophy for yourself and a smaller trophy you give to somebody you like.
That's
so you
cute.
Get two of them.
So it's not like a participation trophy.
It's just like one that's kind of,
I'm sorry you didn't win here.
Don't do that.
Joe Alwyn will get that.
See, you have to hope that your best friend is not going to sell it on eBay. You know what I mean?
True. Elton John says he never wants to perform Crocodile Rock ever again.
I'm sure every artist has a song like that.
When he gets the Farewell Yellow Brick Road tour back underway, everything wraps up in 2023, and he says, after that tour, I will never play the song again.
Yeah.
It was written as a kind of a joke. It became a big hit. People want to hear it.
Yeah.
Therefore, I play it. But he says, as far as he's concerned, he was asked, what's the one song of yours that you don't like, you're sick of? And he said, that was it.
I can see that. And it has been exposed. It is a fun song, though, you know?
I know. I mean,
I can hear. I can live without that for the rest of them. I can live without that from Elton. I can.
I like it.
Okay.
Zac Brown has announced their big comeback tour for this year.
And a little bit of chicken fry.
Look, we all want live music again, and they lay down some good.
And they're calling it the comeback tour, not because, you know,
they went anywhere.
The typical comeback. It's just everybody's coming back out of the pandemic.
Right.
Tickets go on sale Friday. If you're a Zac Brown fan club
group.
Member, they go on sale today, and the tour kicks off this summer.
Nice. Thank you, Sam.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has your first Hollywood Outsider.
Coming up next, though, I need advice. And Sam, this is a family matter, but I want you in on it.
Great.
What to do with one of my super prized possession Mother's Day gifts. Next. Sam, we were telling you yesterday about some of the really cool personal things that our girls gave me for Mother's
Taylor
Day.
Taylor wrote you and recited a poem.
Yeah, and she's always been that person. Like, if Phoebe wrote me a personal note, and her notes always get
it
me. And
sweet.
It's come with a little cute artwork.
Murphy got you some bath soap.
He did. He got me all kinds of bath oils and soaps, and, you know, it was really good Mother's Day.
I said I love you through senses, right? You know?
Yeah, the senses.
Words.
All of them. You say it through words, too, but it was awesome. One of the things, though, like the cards that Phoebe gives me, I put them back in the envelopes, and I have a special box for those sort of things.
Uh-huh.
Okay, but
you don't scan them like Murphy?
That's why I'm bringing it up. Taylor wrote this beautiful poem, typed it, printed it out, read it to me, and then gave it to me, and I have it on paper, and I guess I could put it in that box. But there's a part of me that wants to
frame it?
Yeah. Is that weird?
No.
Have you ever framed something that was just typed to you?
Not typed, but written.
Yeah.
I have something that Sammy wrote me a long time ago about always being my dad.
Oh.
And it was like, this goes in the frame.
Very
it's just
good.
And it's not everything.
Right.
Just certain things.
Certain things.
That hit you.
Taylor is 19 years old, and we've had, I don't know, in the last year or two, more times when we've butt heads, you know, we would butt heads, and it's been what a mother-daughter relationship can sometimes be, and we always come through it, you know, when we talk it out. And she mentions things in this writing that it's just so powerful. She talks about me being drawn to fireplaces because I have a fire inside.
Uh-huh.
She talks about there was a part in it where I want the world to keep the wow, but I am the wow.
Yeah.
I mean, she's poetic.
Yeah,
she's very poetic. Yeah,
and I've never framed anything that was typed up.
I think you should.
I might want you to scan it too, Murphy.
Well, what's funny is, you know, our girls are now self-conscious about that because they heard that podcast where some things get kept, some things get scanned.
Oh, yeah.
And then, I mean, to me,
does this make the cut?
Right. That's all special, but that's the problem. Right, exactly. It says now there's like this benchmark that for some reason if it gets scanned, that's not good enough.
Yeah. You know?
They were a little offended by the scan. I'm thinking you should be flattered by the scan.
Right, exactly. I can tell you exactly which year you did this.
And which folder it's in.
Yeah.
Jody, do it and get it like, you know, matted. Special frame, yeah. Mat and everything.
I might get her to sign it, you think?
No, it's our... Well, that's true if she hasn't signed it yet.
She hasn't, yeah.
Coming up next, Jody's Hollywood Outsider. Trending now, Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Guys, were you aware that there was a show... There is a show coming to HBO Max from the creators of Family Guy called The Prince... And it's based on the royal family, and it's a satirical comedy. Okay, and everybody's portrayed. Everybody, the queen.
So the real
they're drawn
family.
like if you looked at it's a cartoon drawing.
That's what I was going to ask you. It's animated.
It's animated of all of them. Like everybody, Harry and Meghan, and the queen and Prince Philip. Even though he's passed, he had already been drawn, and there are episodes and whatnot. And it's coming. Are you ready? To HBO Max. So anything goes.
It does.
It's called The Prince. Now, they've said, the creators, they have the statement that they said, we're saddened to learn that Prince Philip passed away, obviously, recently. So they've adjusted their plans for their series debut because, you know, it doesn't show members of the royal family in the nicest light. Yeah. And, you know, it's just everything that you think about them 10 times exaggerated.
Yeah.
Prince Philip included. Some big names voicing these actors, like the guy from Game of Thrones who played Jorah.
Yeah.
He's one of the voice actors.
Nice.
Orlando Bloom, I want to say, is Harry.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Sophie Turner as Princess Charlotte.
Wow.
It's big, and it's from the Family Guy creators. It's called The Prince. It's going to be hysterical, but they said, out of sensitivity to the family and the loss of Prince Philip, not yet.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
I brought home a new four-legged creature for Jody the other day.
Whoa.
The only problem is she hasn't named it yet. And Sam, I forgot to mention to you a little Mother's Day fun that Jody wasn't expecting. On Saturday, Jody went and did her day out, you know. And on that same day, my brother and I went to my dad's house to do some more cleanup. My sister wasn't available this time because it was Mother's Day weekend.
Well, yeah.
Yay.
So we decided we would just do the tool shed and a few things like that. You know, I mean, just
anything cool?
No, it was all, actually most of it was junk.
Oh.
Either junk or things we were going to have to take to hazardous waste disposal.
Whoa.
It's so weird.
More mercury?
A lot of hazardous waste.
He kept all of his motorcycle oil filters, the used ones, and it's very strange things like that. I know. But anyway, so there wasn't anything highly collectible there. However, I did bring home two things that Jody had been wanting, and I just kind of put them in the house knowing that when she'd get home later, she'd see them. I didn't want to see anything.
I walked in with like bags and like, I had my wonderful day, and I walk in, I'm looking, and there is this dragon. I'm not kidding when I say the word dragon collectible. What do you call that statue? That was at your grandmother's house for years, at Heidi's house. And then it was at your parents'
dragon.
House. Right.
Yes.
He's big. Yeah. He's a big ceramic, maybe stone painted dragon he's green, bluish, and he's got red eyes. He's gorgeous.
Yeah.
I don't know the story behind him either, and I probably should, but now, of course, neither my parents are here. I don't know if that's something that my grandfather bought during World War II, or something.
The problem with him is that he's in the house now, and I love him. And what happens to something that comes into my house that has a face?
What?
It gets a name. Oh. I'm trying. I'm thinking.
I didn't know that.
I'm thinking hard, but it's going to have to come to me. But the other thing that Murphy brought that I had commented on this years ago to your mom. I was like, that's a beautiful basket. There's this huge basket in one of their rooms, in one of the back family rooms. And it was just beautiful and has a little handle on the top of it, but it's big. I thought, man, you could put bath towels in that.
Yeah.
Lo and behold, Murphy, do you want to tell Sam what that basket actually was?
Yeah, that's where they would put me in the living room sometimes if they were, you know, just different places.
Baby.
She'd move the basket
when you were
to a
baby
different room.
Or recently.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, when I was first born.
Wow.
So we have that now, and I feel bad about putting bath towels in it.
Why? That's what, you know, I mean,
you're a baby in that.
It hasn't held me in decades, so it's not anything that I'm worried about, you know.
Coming up next,
when your friends get divorced. Do you have to pick sides? Yeah. Allie wants in on it. 877-310-4MSJ. Coming to you next. If your friends, and it happens, get divorced, do you feel like you have to choose and pick a side? Or are you able to still remain friends with both? It's very delicate and different for everyone. So 877-310-4MSJ.
Yeah, this came up yesterday. So, Allie, you have a story for us?
All right. My brother. married someone that I had been friends with my whole life.
Oh, wow.
My whole life. I'm 39.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm 39, so my whole life.
Yeah.
When they got divorced, I deleted her. I blocked her. I did everything because that is my sibling.
Right.
I don't care how good of friends we were.
Right.
That is my sibling. I have to be on his side.
Sure. There
However,
was no...
our other sister...
Oh, go ahead.
...did not.
Oh.
And there is still strife and mm-hmm. between the two of them because he feels like mm-hmm. she chose the ex-wife over him because mm-hmm. we'd all known this girl. We grew up with her.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I definitely am on side of like
family.
That's my chime and my two cents.
Okay, thank you, Allie.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it depends on the circumstances too. You know, who broke whose heart and that sort of thing.
You know, but that's when you. I understand that it depends on the circumstances because everybody can be hurt.
Yeah.
But if it's about two people and what happens with those two people, it's what happened with those two. And you're not supposed to judge, you know? Yeah. You have to know that the strongest couple that you know, the happiest married couple that you know, you don't know what they struggle with. You don't know that it couldn't... Nobody's a guarantee forever.
Yeah.
I mean, there are certain couples that seem... like you would be surprised and shocked and it would be hard to believe,
mm-hmm.
but it can happen.
Yeah.
It can happen.
And I think it's still also possible to stay friends with both, depending on the how amicable it is and the circumstances.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying though, Murphy. If it's something really bad and it makes you change the way you feel about somebody because of what they did or whatever, but it's still, you're not supposed to judge. You know,
that's true.
What people go through.
Even when you've seen the text messages yourself.
Right? And the pictures.
What I'm saying is it's already painful enough.
Yeah, you're right.
Thank you, Allie. 877-310-4MSJ to join us.
Hey, coming up, what I was struggling to keep in my lap this weekend at my mom's house.
Yeah?
Ooh. Yeah, my lap still hurts.
Be sure to subscribe to the Murphy, Sam & Jody podcast. You'll get the daily podcast. You'll also get an episode of After the Show every day where we hang out a little bit longer. It's absolutely free. So subscribe or find it on your favorite podcast provider or just Google Murphy, Sam & Jody podcast.
Jody, I don't know if you know this, but my mom adopts dogs.
I know.
Whenever she loses a dog, she'll adopt another one.
How many does she have currently?
She's got three.
Yeah.
Although,
good number.
When I went to visit, one of them looks like it's probably in its last legs.
Oh,
just because of age?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, Pork Chop is so old. It's
I don't
even know if Pork Chop can hear and see anymore.
Oh, sweet thing.
The other two dogs, however, are like walking logs. They're so fat. One of them's a Chiweenie, and the other one is just like this little tiny mutt dog. But they are so
A Chiweenie is what?
A Chihuahua and Dachshund.
Yeah.
Okay.
Chihuahua and weenie
dog. Think of a weenie dog.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, here, Gus, my big dog is 70 pounds.
Yeah.
The Chiweenie is 55 pounds.
No.
Yeah. Why?
Oh, Judy.
Wait, how tall is this thing?
It's
down to the ground?
It's a weenie dog.
Yeah.
It weighs 50 pounds. That's more than the bag of dog food that I have to pick up.
Does she take him to the vet? And the vet, tell me the vet is telling her that this dog is not... gonna make it like that.
Wait a second. Is that a stuffed animal or is that
the
dog?
No, that's the dog.
Oh, no. That dog is uncomfortable.
It was on my lap. Yeah. I was uncomfortable, too.
How did you pick him up?
It was very hard. And that's the funny thing. She said, I was like, how do you know how much he weighs? Well, I weighed myself and then I picked him up. I was like, you're 81. Don't pick up a 55-pound dog.
He can't be 50 pounds, huh?
I only feed him once a day.
Well,
this is what
good.
She's been saying for years, though.
I
know how my mom and dad fed dogs. You know, they got scraps from the table. They got the gravy. They got the pieces of chicken on the ground.
The food
stays. It's her dog, so I can't just sit there and say, stop.
Right.
On the ground, though, was its plate. And, you know, it's dog food. On top, sprinkled some cheese.
Oh, shit.
I was like, there's cheese on the dog food. Well, it's not a lot. I cut him back some.
She's a mama.
Parker,
and she's babying
Parker
the dogs
Parker walked
constantly.
In the door and said, like, God, look at those dogs.
Oh.
And I don't know what to do about it.
Nothing. You can't. We can try. Her vet needs to tell her that that's not healthy for the baby.
Yeah.
The baby can't breathe.
And he limps now, too.
That he does.
That is a big catch 22A because it's her. Theoretically, you can help only so far, but it's ultimately her decision.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing is when you're 81, trying to convince somebody to change anything.
You're right, yeah, Murphy.
It's difficult, right?
Good luck with that, Sam.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has another Hollywood Outsider.
Coming up next, though, Mattel wants your old Barbies and Matchbox cars for good reason. I love old toys. I love to discover that, oh my gosh, my grandmother had an old Barbie of mine once, which happened. She had my kissing Barbie.
So wait, you
I
mean,
loved Barbies and strawberry shortcake.
What's a kissing Barbie?
Kissing Barbie was this beautiful Barbie who had these beautiful full lips, or pretty lips, whatever. And then you press the back of her back, and she puckered.
Yeah, and I think...
And you could put lipstick on her, and she would kiss letters. You knew about kissing Barbie?
Well, yeah, because I think my sister had kissing Barbie.
Yeah, sister and I are the exact same age.
Yeah.
I loved kissing Barbie. She was my favorite one. And then I got a Barbie with red hair, and I was like, yeah, jackpot for me.
Did it make a noise when it kissed?
Yes, it went...
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Sure did.
I was hoping I would run into a lot of kissing Barbies as I grew older. You know.
Anyway, I'm sorry. That dream lives on, doesn't it?
So when you say favorite toys, you're talking about ones that you owned that you lost track of and then you see
old
them again?
Old toys. Just so, the reason I bring it up at all is that Mattel has this playback thing going on. Now they're calling it playback. They want your old Barbie dolls, Matchbox cars, and Mega Bloks right now. They're going to recycle. Our Matchbox cars... Forgive me, I have girls. Are Matchbox cars the same as Hot Wheels?
Yeah.
Oh,
well,
they are.
I mean, they're both Mattel. Matchbox, as a kid, I didn't get it. I think the Matchbox ones are like cars.
Okay.
Whereas Hot Wheels are like...
Got it. No, their goal, Mattel's goal, is to eventually make all toys, the new toys, with 100% recycled material or bio-based plastic, you know...
Wow.
Material. And they've started with their Rock-a-Sack, and the baby. Some of the baby's toys have been made that way. Mm. And so they want the old ones. They're asking for those three because those they know they can recycle and reuse.
Well, yeah, and every girl rips apart Barbies, so you probably got a box of Barbie arms and
girls
legs.
Rip apart Barbies.
Oh.
I mean, sometimes it naturally happens that Barbie will lose an arm or something.
Naturally.
You know what? The
Barbie heads fall off sometimes.
I never realized that things like that could be recycled. It makes sense to me, though.
Yeah, so they want them back. And you can go to their website, Mattel.com/playback, and you'll get like a free shipping label. It tells you, and you send them back.
Yeah.
You know, we found a NASCAR Barbie at my mother and dad's house going through that. She was a big NASCAR fan.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize it was NASCAR Barbie.
Your sister gave her that as a gift one Christmas, I remember.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And Jackie gave that
really?
To your mom, and your mom almost cried.
Yeah.
Never took it out of the box. Well, it's in pristine condition.
It is. She came with her own racing helmet.
Yes, she did.
Trending now, Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
They're calling it Bennifer 2.0, which is a weird little thing to call it. But I knew this was going to happen. Did I say this was going to happen?
Is it certain?
No, well, it may not be certain, but Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck spent a week together in Big Sky, Montana. Okay, so you know that he showed up at her house after it was made public that she'd broken off her engagement to A-Rod. And they visited. Apparently, he visited the house about three times. And they made some plans to spend some time together. He whisked her away in a private jet to Big Sky, Montana.
Yeah.
They hung out for a whole week, just the two of them. It was just the two of them.
No
at a
kids?
Luxury,
None of the kids?
Luxury ski chalet. They returned home Saturday before Mother's Day, so they could spend the holiday with their families. I'm telling you, do you remember how quick a whirlwind romance, like when she broke up with him and broke off that engagement in 2004, it was so quick. Unfinished business here.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, unfinished business. And she jumped right to Mark Anthony after that and married him.
Yeah.
And had babies, and it's been a long time.
So who do you think's the quick thing here? Her or him or everybody's rebounding?
I think she moves on
or...
quickly. The other part of the story that's interesting, it's being reported that A-Rod is super unhappy about it and has tried to reach out to Jennifer, and he's hurt, and she's been very short with him because when she's done, she's done.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
877-310-4MSJ. Coming to you next, Yvette, about that toy buyback program. 877-310-4MSJ to join us.
How are you, Yvette?
I'm really good. And Jody, you were talking about strawberry shortcake.
Ah, yes. Mm-hmm. She makes me happy.
Yes. I have a daughter, and she grew up with strawberry shortcake to the point that she had the sheets, the pillowcases, the little pillows, I even made a little tooth pillow out of strawberry shortcake fabric for her.
Wow.
We even bought strawberry shortcake vitamins, if you remember those.
I don't. Wow. I had the little house, and I had strawberry shortcake and blueberry muffin, and that's it. And then I had later a strawberry shortcake sleeping bag that meant so much to me that I kept it for years. I don't know where it is now, though.
Yep. She's a strawberry shortcake fanatic. And my other daughter, more of a tomboy, was more about the original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh, yeah.
They both still are into those items. You just brought back a lot of memories when you mentioned strawberry shortcake. I just had to come on the show.
Good.
And share those.
Well, good. Those are the good kind, too. Those are the best kind.
Thank you. You guys just keep on doing what you're doing in the morning.
Thank you for that.
The recycling that Mattel is doing now, they're asking for Barbies, Hot Wheels.
For now. They know for a fact that the Barbies, old Matchbox, and Mega Bloks, they can take, they know, environmentally, and recycle them into new toys.
Well, they haven't asked for, like, Big Jim or G.I. Joe. Of course, I don't know who made those.
No, yeah, not yet.
So that means the next Ken doll you get could actually have come from a Barbie or vice versa, right?
It's true, yeah. If you end up sending them something that they can't do anything with, they're going to try to use it to, you know, for some sort of fill, sort of recycle thing. If not, they're asking you to donate.
And
saying donate old toys for sure.
If you see Ken's head on Barbie's body, then you know that somebody made a mistake, right?
This is what you guys do, isn't it? This is why my brother came into my room when I was gone, when I was a little girl, and destroyed my Barbie house by putting them in, you know, interesting positions. And then when I brought my friends in, I was embarrassed because my friends thought I had done all of that, and I didn't.
What kind of house are you running here?
Thank you, Yvette. 877-310-4MSJ to join us.
3 things you need to know today.
Number one, I guess you caught it, that the FDA has approved the Pfizer vaccine for use in children ages 12 to 15. It's been totally approved now, bringing everybody here closer to, well, the more vaccinations that happen, more a sense of normalcy. President Biden is meeting with 6 different governors today to try to, you know, brainstorm a plan to get more people vaccinated. His goal, 70% of the population by July 4th. Number two, speaking of it, you know what's happening in Romania?
No.
You can go get your COVID vaccination at Dracula's Castle. No kidding. They've turned it into a campaign, a place where you can go, the 14th century castle. You get a Pfizer vaccine there, a shot.
Picture
and
with
Dracula. As an incentive, you get a free tour of the castle's exhibit of some, you know, medieval devices.
Yeah, you know, this is great. The bars that are doing shots it's like people are getting creative to get people in there to get the shots.
And number three, that tiger that was spotted roaming a Houston neighborhood. We all saw it.
Yeah.
With the collar on. The tiger had a collar on. Here's what we know. The owner is like a 26-year-old man. He has been arrested.
Wasn't he out on bail anyway
Some bond from a murder charge from 2017. Apparently, he was keeping the tiger at his parents' home. no kidding.
Mom, can I have a cat?
He was also seen loading the cat into a Jeep Cherokee.
Yeah.
And in Houston, you can own an exotic. You just can't have it in the city limits.
Gotcha. 3 things to know today.
Coming up, if your friends get divorced, do you feel like you have to choose between one of them? Your stories about it. More on the way. We love to hear from you, so join us anytime. You can call 877-310-4MSJ, or you can log on.
Social media connect.
Okay, guys, from our Facebook page, Sherry says, "Hey, Jody, just want to chime in on the divorce discussion." Nobody's getting divorced around here, by the way. We just asked the question because of Bill and Melinda Gates and the fact that Bill Gates' family is going with Melinda, apparently.
Well, but, you know, so how do you remain friends? I mean, do you just kind of wind up being friends with either? Do you have to choose all that? Right?
I think it depends. I mean, everybody feels differently about it. But she says, "I myself have not been divorced, but my daughter did. And we are still just as close to our ex-son-in-law as we were when he was in our family. As a matter of fact, he still calls me mom. So I understand some divorces do end up nasty, but people choose."
Yeah.
"And we were blessed enough to be able to keep mutual friendship with his side of the family, with his family."
Ooh.
"Now, my daughter was highly upset with us, but I told her "We're not the ones divorcing him. You are."
Oh,
wow. Yeah. Sherry.
Thanks for a fun Christmas, huh?
Well, look, you know what? That's what makes it painful for more than just the two people. You know, it can be painful if you, you know, happen to love somebody a lot who came into your family as an in-law.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, and it's complex, too. I think sometimes the gravitation away is you're not really actively thinking about that. You know what I mean? You tend to just stick with the people that were your friends beforehand sometimes, mm-hmm. especially if the split is amicable, you know? But when it gets dicey like that, like, Sam, I doubt any of your former mother-in-laws call you son.
No, they don't, but they also don't call me the other things.
Well, that's good.
I'm actually on decent terms with first mother-in-law and second mother and father-in-law.
Good.
That's good.
Yeah. Just one more to go.
Good.
Huh?
No, we're not going to.
That one's
there.
Not going to happen.
Nah.
That's okay. Two out of three is not bad, Sam.
That's what Meatloaf said.
Michelle says, no, if you were friends with both, then stay friends with both. If you were closer to one, then be there for that person more, but never go back and forth telling what the other person says.
Oh, yes.
And I say shout
right.
out to that. Try not to get involved, even if you get sucked in. Sam, with one of your exes, I ran into her in a grocery store once, and she started telling me all kinds of stuff. This was when it was going down, and I felt so uncomfortable and bad.
Sorry.
But that was years ago.
No, it was your fault. It was years ago, but I felt
told. Trust me, it was my fault.
Thank you. We love hearing from you. 877-310-4MSJ.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
I'm going to tell you how I sort of became a personal shopper this weekend, a little helper, and I really enjoyed it.
You know, Jody, I am so happy for you because the just that time Saturday, which was your day before Mother's Day this past weekend, you went and did your thing. And
I did.
You just, I mean, to me, you've just had an energy. It was like relaxing.
It was awesome. I had no plan except the one appointment I had for a pedicure.
So even today, I still kind of see the excitement about it.
I had a great time just doing whatever. I looked up and it was almost 3 p.m. and I had not eaten lunch. So I stopped into a little, I was right there and there's a ramen bar and I sat at the bar and you know, had a little small plate and there was a game on and it was just so awesome. But I did a lot of shopping, little places that I had wanted to go for a long time and take my time looking around because normally there's somewhere to be.
Well, you're sitting at the ramen bar alone. Anybody hit on you?
Not real. No.
Not
there were,
really.
There were people talking. We were all, no, nobody hit on me. Okay. Anyway.
Interesting that she said not really at
okay.
first.
Yeah.
Did you have your rings on?
Of course.
Okay, I didn't know.
Of course. Listen, I want to tell this story.
No.
I want to tell this story. Listen to me. So remember when I was trying to pick out and decide between the blue jean or the white jean jacket, and I posted that and shared it?
Yeah.
In that very same clothing department is where I had, you couldn't go in dressing rooms in this department store. But I put on both of those jackets, and I was using the mirror, and I was like, okay, awesome. I'm definitely going to go with the white. And I had put a dress on over, like, you know, I had just a tank top on, so I just put a dress on over really quick. The dress I bought, I had to slip it over my clothing.
Oh, yeah,
because you couldn't go in a dressing room.
Yes,
but I was wearing like workout pants anyway, you know, so I was it was slick.
That's good though. I'm glad nobody thought you were shoplifting.
I know. Anyway,
she's putting on a lot of layers over here.
Anyway, as I was wrapping my stuff up and putting my stuff together, this lady was also trying to get into the mirror, and I was like, oh, hey, come on, you can come. She goes, no, I hate shopping and trying on things. I'm like, what? And she's like, it forces me to look at my body, and I'm like, your body is fine the way it is. And so you know what I ended up doing? Huh. I helped her shop a little bit for her body type. And she bought a different jacket than what she would have, because she was trying on something that was too short for her and she didn't know it.
Wow. Okay.
I know. And her name is Mary, and I hope it worked out for you. I enjoyed doing that. That was fun. That was like my one connection for the day.
That's sweet.
Not
that
at really a bar.
Trending now, Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Just when Grey's Anatomy fans were getting worried that their show was about to end.
How long has he been drinking? Since the holidays?
What, do you want to take notes so you can show it to the board so they can offer you his job on the spot?
I thought this was supposed to be the last season.
That's what everyone thought. And Ellen Pompeo, being Meredith Grey, being the lead, she's extended her contract. And ABC has announced that they've renewed it for another. So the next time comes around, it'll be season 18.
Wow.
And their spinoff called Station 19 also got renewed for a fifth season. This show has staying power. Hmm. I don't know anybody who's watched every single season.
What was that other show that spun off from it?
Private Practice.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that for a hot minute. Okay, moving on. Actress Gina Carino. You may have known her from...
The Mandalorian.
The Mandalorian.
They said you were coming.
3 months ago, she was fired from her job on The Mandalorian, and that's a big deal.
She had posted some stuff on her personal Instagram account.
She surely did.
Upset
well,
a few people.
Her name has been listed under the supporting actress category for the upcoming Emmys.
Oh.
So they sent it in for your consideration. So Lucasfilm and the Star Wars folks still want her rewarded for her work. Do you need her back on that show? You're a Mandalorian person.
Not necessarily.
Yeah. You just need... Mando.
I need Baby Yoda.
I do too. I want to shout out to Mary if she's listening this morning, the lady that I ended up sort of, I felt like a little personal shopper on Saturday when
she
I
was
went.
One you were talking about a little while ago that she didn't really like looking at herself in the mirror and didn't want to try on a bunch
right,
of
we
clothes.
We were sort of sharing a mirror in a department store because we couldn't go into the dressing rooms. And I was when I was trying to decide between the blue or the white jacket and I was done and I was like, oh, I'm sorry, let me excuse me, I didn't mean to be hogging the mirror. And she was like, oh, no, I hate this. I was like, why? I'm thinking, I love it. But I didn't always love it. I've had times in my life where it was not fun to go try on and look at stuff. So I did understand where she was coming from. And she was just like, I just hate being forced to shop for myself and look at this. And I was like, okay.
I'm always
and
better.
So I helped her.
I'm always better with another set of eyes.
You know? Sure.
I
mean,
because I don't know. I don't know how to explain it. Just
but
I feel more confident when someone else is making the decision for me.
And that's
you know?
Good. Then you should take someone else. Yeah. Or like Murphy likes to do, get the sales girl's help.
Well, look.
Which is fine.
I think I'm very basic. If something rides up on me too much or I can't bend over, then I know that I shouldn't buy it.
Right.
But
yeah, you do need
that,
some help when you right, shop, you know, and that's fine.
And the mannequins are helpful, too, you know, because it's like you see how things go together.
I want to shout out to Mary, though, because I loved being able to. I had a few minutes anyway. I didn't mind. And I was like, let me help you. Then what are you trying to do? She had a thing for Mother's Day. This was the Saturday before.
Yeah.
She had a thing she was dressing up for, and she was trying to buy a nice jacket.
Mm-hmm.
And the one she kept gravitating to, pulling off of the rack, I just didn't think, when I looked at her, I thought you should get one that's a little bit longer for your body type. And you have to learn how to shop for your body type. And most women, most of us, we learn that the hard way over time. When you're younger, you want what's hot in fashion that you see everybody wearing well.
Right.
And it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to look good on you. As you get older, you learn, I can walk into a store and look at stuff. You know this, Murphy. You've shopped with me enough. I'll point to something like, that's mine.
Oh, yeah.
That's me.
Yeah, you know what
the way
you...
it's cut, everything about it, and I could wear it. There's also stuff that I think is super cute that I know that doesn't look so good on me. It doesn't accentuate, like, you know, what I have. So I talked to her about that. I mean, we didn't spend a long time together, maybe 10 minutes, but she bought the jacket.
Oh, good. Was she smiling at least at that point?
A little bit more than before.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
I didn't even realize the U.S. Mint has the American Women Quarters Program starting up in January.
I didn't either.
Putting famous American women on the back of quarters.
Harriet Tubman. Is that going to be one?
Maybe. Right now, the first two are Maya Angelou and Sally Ride.
Oh, those are good ones.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And what's his face? George is still going to be on the front. Washington.
Sure.
It's supposed to be a different looking George. It's a different Washington, it looks like the same Washington. But anyway.
Well, then maybe that's all the imagery we have of him.
Yeah. You saying that reminds me of that trick that a friend of mine used to do with the dollar bill where it looks like a mushroom and then it becomes George.
Yeah.
Anyway, go ahead, Sam.
Yeah, I remember
thanks for adding
too.
To the convo here.
So there's going to be like 20 different women when this is all said and done. But
nice.
The first two coming out in January are going to be Sally Ride and Maya Angelou. I'm sure Harriet Tubman's going to be on there at some
point.
Yeah,
I bet.